So now I'd like to call on Marina. Marina Ishakova, and a lot of you know Marina. She joined the Research School of Economics at ANU with her husband Theodore in 2016, and Theodore is over there. She has a strong academic background with a master's degree in mathematical economics and a PhD in human resource management from St. Petersburg State University in Russia. She also has an MBA in strategic leadership from the Norwegian School of Business. Marina lived, worked, and studied in Russia, Norway, China, the USA, UK, and now we've got her in Australia. Aren't we lucky? Pushkin is Marina's literature passion. She was a museum guide at her school's Pushkin Museum for 6 years, and she actually knows all the words of Yevgeny Onegin by heart. That's Eugene Onegin. She knows all that. It's a long poem. She knows it all. And she won't like me saying this, but I just thought I'd tell you that beyond her academic achievements, Marina's goal is to be the first Russian academic businesswoman to climb Mount Everest.
Hello, everyone. Здравствуйте. It's very nice to meet everyone here, and thank you very much to everyone here for supporting this terrific initiative, and especially to Manion Clark. And this is special. Everyone knows that Canberra is the best place on the planet, the best city on the planet. And today we are doing a little bit more to give a Russian soul to Canberra. So it will be a Canberra with a Russian soul. We can talk a lot about Pushkin and Russia, and we will do even more. That is just a start. But I would say it's probably difficult to find a better time, better year to start a Pushkin Club as 2020, because it was a terrible year for everyone. And we survived isolation and quarantine, but maybe it made us a little bit closer to Pushkin, because Pushkin survived quarantine too. And probably we were not as productive, but he was. And he did a lot, and part of that we will share with you today. Tony will talk after me, but I chose the monument story, monument poem. Why? Because probably not everyone knows, he died when he was only 37. He could do much more, but he died when he was only 37, and he wrote that poem when he was 36, just 6 months before he died. And many people would criticize him, many critics, literature critics, would criticize him for the monument, but because they would think he was very arrogant, or he would just talk about how great he is. But in reality, the monument, it's not only about Pushkin heritage, it's about the heritage of all poets, about the heritage of poets contribution to future generations. Okay, so I will be feeling more confident to read it in Russian, but I will start with English. And this is my first reading in English. The monument. A monument I've raised, not built with hands. And common folk shall keep the path well trodden. To where it undisputed and towering stands higher than Alexander's column. I shall not wholly die, for in my sacred lyre my spirit shall outlive my dust's corruption. And famous will I be until below the moon, yet there lives at least one poet left. Rumor of me shall then my whole west country fill. In every town she owns my names shall speak. Proud Slavs, posterity, Finn, and unlettered still the Tungus and the step-loving Kalmuk. And long, and after that, will I be dear to people, for only kindly feelings did my lyre bring on. For in the cruel times I praised and sang of freedom and called for mercy to the fallen. Памятник. Я памятник себе воздвиг, не рукотворный. К нему не зарастет народная тропа. Вознесся выше он главою непокорной Александрийского столпа. Нет, весь я не умру. Душа в заветной лире мой прах переживет, и тленье убежит. И славен буду я, доколь в подлунном мире жив будет хоть один пир. Слух обо мне пройдет по всей Руси великой, и назовет меня всяк сущий мне язык, и гордый внук славян, и фин, и ныне дикой тунгус, и друг степей калмык. И долго буду тем любезен я народу, что чувства добрые я лирой пробуждал, что в мой жестокий век восславил я свободу и милость к падшим призывал. Веленью Божию, о муза, будь послушна, обиды не страшась, не требуя венца, хвалу и клевету приемли равнодушно и не оспаривай глупца.
Thank you, Marina. That was wonderful.